Welcome back at Bowser Chevy Studio B today. Into the Deontay Johnson matter we go. News breaks yesterday that the Ravens went out and got him. And, you know, I take some shots at Deontay, and I honestly do believe that whatever your judgment of him is from here, sometimes it's you've just worn out your welcome and it's time to go. And I do think that was an addition by subtraction move. I also think that as things have played out here, it may have been wise for Omar Khan to keep Deontay Johnson, to use him as collateral to make a trade for an actual receiver. I'm beginning to wonder a little bit about Dante Jackson after the last game too. I think he's been pretty good here, but we'll see when better passing games, better receivers, better quarterbacks come a-calling after the bye here. But by and large, I definitely understood and supported the idea of getting rid of Deontay Johnson. It wasn't working anymore here. Having said that, I think he's absolutely an asset to the Ravens. I mean, he's a pretty productive receiver. He's nobody's number one, but he does get open. He can make plays. We saw proof of that here. The Ravens saw proof of that last year. Remember the touchdown in the rain? Remember that one, Limits? I mean, I think they've helped themselves here. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, and I feel like the reaction to this from a lot of people was, you know, everybody knew Deontay Johnson was going to get traded. But once they saw Baltimore, everybody saw Baltimore, it was a collective, okay, back in the area. Because, I mean, for as much as we joke about the running backwards and not going after the fumble and sometimes the lack of effort and fighting with Minka or whoever it was in the locker room, Deontay Johnson was a Pro Bowler in 21. I mean, he had over 107 catches. He had 86 grabs in 22. Like last year when the quarterback play was unstable, I know he had that one year he had no touchdowns. He's still a very productive wide receiver and a very good number two. And Baltimore is going to find a way to use him effectively. Watch him catch a touchdown against the Steelers in one of these games, and it's going to be a big play.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that he's a good player who's going to help them. Like, I don't even think that's an opinion. I think that's flat-out fact. He was playing on this team, Carolina. And after a quiet couple of games to start the season in which they got absolutely decimated by a combined score of 73-13. Is that right? Was it 73-13? 40-20 is 60, and 13 is 70. They lost their first two games 73-13, Limits.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize it was that bad. He was only targeted. He caught five balls. Then since then, 8 catches for 122 yards against the Raiders. They win. This is with a veteran quarterback, mind you, when they put Dalton in there. 7 catches for 83 yards and a touchdown. Has a quiet game against Chicago and then comes back with a couple more good games, or at least one more good game. I don't know. I've lost the internet again. So he's still productive. There you go. 6 catches for 78 yards and another touchdown against Atlanta, and then nothing against Washington, but it appears to have gone completely south for him there. He wore out his welcome there way faster than he wore it out here. But just look at the numbers. I mean, I don't have any doubt that this is a good move for the Ravens and a problem for the Steelers.
And he's dealing with a rib injury, which, I mean, is it going to be like Davante Adams' hamstring injury? He's just magically okay and back at practice, and that's why he didn't play the last game for Carolina?
I think it might heal itself quickly, yes.
It'll just be automatic injuries. Wouldn't that be crazy if we had, like, automatic injuries that would just heal itself at the tap of, one, like, a button, or you go in for a quick procedure and yes, you're healthy in, like, a week?
Right. He's got as many or more catches than people like Amari Cooper, Cortland Sutton. A couple of these guys have missed some games. Michael Pittman, T. Higgins, he missed a few games. Kyle Pitts, whatever. You know, he gets open and makes catches. That's the idea here, and that's what he's going to do in Baltimore. In that offense, one thing I never doubted about Deontay is he could get open. Which way he would run with the ball, that was a problem for a while. Drops were a problem, things like that. He's a good player.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
One other thing that comes to mind, sorry to cut you off there, Joe, is that you remember the playoff game when Baltimore lost last year, a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and they threw the football too much?
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, oh, you know, Ravens need to run the ball more, be more effective with the ground game. They go out and get Derrick Henry. Does this at all to you make you feel that, and I mean, in some of the Ravens' losses, we saw the same thing. They're not running the ball enough, and they're trying to pass it and be more pass happy. Does this play into that at all by acquiring Deontay Johnson, being more pass happy, even though they're so effective in the run?
No, I think the Ravens know exactly what they're doing on offense, and I don't think that's been the problem when they've lost games. I mean, first of all, they're, what, 5-1 in their last six games, and the one loss was in Cleveland when Kyle Hamilton dropped the ball at the end of the game, and they still almost won. I think they know exactly what they're doing on offense, and I think they'll incorporate Deontay Johnson very nicely into their offense, and I think he's going to be a problem. I think he immediately steps in as their number two guy. Zay Flowers is on his way to becoming a star, I think. He's got 41 catches already. And then you have Bateman. Isaiah Likely is a good player. Andrews is still a good player. They needed a receiver, and they got one. So now what about the Steelers? What are they going to do, and what should they do? I'll give you first crack at that one. City dweller.
And Baltimore is 9.5-point favorites against Denver. They have the same record, and they're 9.5-point favorites. That's just insane to me. Mike Williams is really the name at this point that comes to mind as maybe the most likely option with the Jets' willingness to trade him because they're 2-6. I'm not head over heels after that move. It would just be okay. It wouldn't move the needle in any regard. Like, I think Deontay Johnson somewhat does, but not on the level of Devontae Adams. Him or Darius Slayton? I was impressed by Slayton. He torched the Steelers' defense. He played very well. I'd be okay if he just stayed in Pittsburgh.
Me too. Darius Slayton, I wouldn't mind one bit. And then Adam Thielen is still a guy that if he's healthy, he caught 100 passes last year. To me, that's a perfect veteran, get open guy against any defense, plays a little inside, little outside. But don't listen to me. Listen to Patrick Peterson, a guy who was paid to cover people for a living. He was on with the PM guys. If you have that clip limits of, I think Andrew asked him about these available guys, who he thinks would work best on the Steelers.
From your cornerback perspective, which one do you think would make the most sense for the Steelers?
In my opinion, I'm going to have to go with Adam Thielen.
Ooh.
Yeah, just because Allen is one of those guys, you can put him kind of anywhere. He can be that slot receiver. I know we got Austin at that, but I feel like Austin is more like a big play type slot receiver. But if you have a guy like Adam Thielen that can manipulate and receive those cause those mismatches inside the numbers, I think that can be a guy that can really help that offense kind of flourish, because you got Pat as a tight end. We all know what he can do. But now you add another element inside where you can move him. You can have him outside, and you can move him inside. And he's a guy who can win one-on-one matchups versus those other guys. Mike is coming off an injury. And who you say, Slayer?
Slayton. Darius Slayton with the Giants.
Yeah, Darius Slayton. I mean, he's been having this kind of up and down year, but for guys who is more reliable, in my opinion, it'll be Adam Thielen, because, like I said, you can move him around in different places. The only thing is he's a little bit older than all of those guys. But to me, he's more reliable out of the bunch. So
I agree with every syllable he just said. I think that would be great. Go get him. And I think the Steelers need another guy. I do. If for no other reason than depth purposes, what would happen if Pickens went down for any period of time? Well, now you have another guy that you can mix in with Calvin Austin and whoever else it might be out there. You're not going to have a true number one, obviously, but I think anything that gives you quality depth at this point at that position is a good thing. Van Jefferson is also, he's playing well right now. He's a blocker too. And might I add, Pickens stuck his head in there for some nice blocks the other day. I was impressed with that. I've been impressed with how Pickens has rebounded from the debacle earlier this season. You?
Yeah, I think it's been better. There were also some run plays that I was specifically watching when I was at the game on Monday. If George Pickens was blocking and he wasn't, I mean, the play necessarily wasn't in his direction, not like it was a toss right towards him, but if it was like a run up the middle or run off right tackle, not necessarily blocking that effectively. But did you see the clip of him jumping over a defender and he just falls flat on his back?
Tremendous. It's like a wrestling move. It was great. So you look around the AFC, the Bills get Amari Cooper. Ravens get a guy. Bengals already have guys. Now the Texans will be in the market for another receiver. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. With no more Stephon Diggs out for the year.
The Chiefs went out and seem to have helped themselves. So it's up and down the AFC. I would say it's the Steelers' turn, and I hope Omar does something before November 5th.